This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So as Muslims in the UK, what should we do now?
Okay, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. There are a number of things that we can do. First of all, the first message that I would like to send. And by the way, I have so many relatives in Gaza and I am communicating with them. And I asked them about the situation. They said that the situation is unbelievable. Some of them even... They said that certain areas in Gaza has been completely destroyed. And they said that the occupation is aiming to destroy Gaza at entirety. And they want, and they have declared this. They said that we want to turn Gaza into rebels. And this is what happened in some areas. Let alone that they stopped food, electricity, fuel. And they just want to kill them all. This is my first message. Despite the pain, we received so many messages from relatives and other people in Gaza. And they said that in those messages, don't worry about us. Yes, we are suffering, but our morale is very high. And we are confident that Allah Jalla wa Ala will give us victory after all of this pain. So they said to the Ummah, they should have very high morality, and they should be confident of the victory of Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is a test that they are going through, and this is a very important message. If you go through the Quran and study the verses that talk about the times of calamities, Allah Jalla wa Ala wants us to be always confident, heads up. Allah Jalla wa Ala wants us to be optimistic. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was in a terrible situation, chased by the kuffar of Mecca, we think that he was in a terrible situation, and Abu Bakr told him, "Ya Rasulullah, they are chasing us. If they look at us, they will see us." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana." Don't be saddened. Allah jalla wa ala is with us. After the Muslims were defeated in the battle of Uhud, defeated quote unquote, Allah Jalla wa Ala said to them, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't waver, don't be saddened, don't grieve, because you are superior as far as you are believers. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ. If you are facing challenges and difficulties, then other people, even your enemies, went through these challenges. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. We give those days in turns to different people. Sometimes you are victorious, sometimes you will lose. Even your enemies, yes, it seems that they are victorious now. They will not continue to be victorious forever. They will be defeated one time. So this is the Quranic message that we need to remember all of the time, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. And I would like all the khatib, all the imams who give khutbah, to give this reassurance for the Muslim community. And just quoting this ayah, my dear brothers and sisters, of Surah Ali Imran, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Wallahi, it gives so much confidence, so much comfort, and it will show us the way forward. This is one thing. This is the first message. And as I said, the people of Gaza themselves, they said, don't worry about us. They got used to killing. I saw a clip of a person. He said, I came out from my building in Mukhayyam al-Shati. He said, around 200 people of my relatives are living. And then the occupation forces started to bomb the building and the neighboring building. All of the buildings were completely destroyed. He said, I don't know how I am surviving now. I don't know about the 200 plus of my relatives. I don't know who is alive, who is not alive. He said, however, this is our land and we will continue struggling, fighting until we get our rights as Palestinians. He said, we are determined to do that. Even if all of us vanish, we will remain firm and we will struggle until the end, and we will fight for our freedom and for our right until the end. The second thing, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, now we see that the battle is becoming a media battle, because the whole, unfortunately, Islamophobic media, they are trying to demonize Palestinians using or quoting or using some militant groups, and they are trying to make the Palestinians, all of them, as Hamas or as some of the other groups. In order what? In order to demonize all Palestinians, in order to consider all Palestinians terrorists, legitimate targets to be killed. This is the tactic of the media. We have to be careful of that, and we should not subscribe to that. We need to be careful. Of course, we need to use the right language to defend the Palestinian right, but we should not, under any circumstance, submit to this narrative, because it is a very dangerous narrative. And this is, as they say in military, they said before they carry out massacres, they do this. They demonize the people in order to prepare the public opinion, the global opinion, that these people are terrorists. We should get rid of them, and the world will become better if we wipe them out, as they have done in Iraq, as they have done in many other places. So we should not submit to this. And my dear brothers and sisters, especially those who are active on social media, they should defend the Palestinian narrative. And there is a huge room to support the Palestinian Islamic narrative. So this is another important point that we need to do, my dear brothers and sisters. The third point is this conflict, as you can see, America sent this, they sent, what is it, Hamlat al-Ta'irat. They sent it to the borders of Gaza, okay? Why is this? They are globalizing the conflict, and we need to ummasize the conflict. We should not make this conflict as a conflict between Palestine and between Israel. No, it is a bigger conflict. Why now they are making it as a global conflict, and America is getting into the picture and sending some troops. They said, yes, this is just next to the borders of Gaza. So we need to mobilize the entire ummah, my dear brothers and sisters. And alhamdulillah, there is a lot of khair in the ummah, amazing amount of khair in the entire ummah. We saw a few days ago in Algeria or in Morocco, yeah, forget about the protests. In the playground, the people were chanting and supporting Palestine. So we need to mobilize the entire ummah. We need to ummasize this kind of conflict and be careful not to make it just a conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis. The other thing is they don't have hospitals now. Yeah, some of the hospitals were destroyed. They don't have food. They don't have electricity. Even buildings belonging to UNRWA, which is the United Nations building that should not be touched by anyone. They are out of the war zone. I think one of them has been destroyed. So those people will be in need of help, let alone, my dear brothers and sisters, that out after the war, we will see so many of them injured, disabled. They need real support. We really need to support them, my dear brothers and sisters. And finally, dua, dua, dua. And Allah Jalla wa'ala says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. And remember, my dear brothers and sisters, yes, the occupation forces, they control the sky above Gaza, but who is above them? Allah Jalla wa'ala. If Allah Jalla wa'ala is with us, if Allah Jalla wa'ala is with the haqq, with the truth, with the Palestinians, wallahi, even if the entire world want to defeat them, they will not be defeated. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ. Yeah? All people came to fight you. And then, what did they say? قَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is our sufficient. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ. Allah Jalla wa'ala will save them because they relied on Allah Jalla wa'ala and they did whatever they could have done to defend themselves. But I advise our brothers to be wise, not to do anything that might harm their cause. And we have to be careful because unfortunately some real extreme groups might do something stupid in order to harm the cause, the right cause, the legitimate cause of the Palestinians and those who are defending them. We have to be careful. We have to be vigilant and we have to be wise. And it is the time for us to be more active. I would like to say, my dear brothers and sisters, be confident of what Allah Jalla Ala says. This is a test from Allah Jalla Ala. And normally, after sabr comes what? Victory. Allah Jalla Ala says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Allah Jalla Ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. After the sabr comes what? Come victory. إِنَّمَا النَّصْرُ صَبْرُ سَاعَةً. Sabr, after the sabr, there will be, inshaAllah, victory, and the haqq will prevail. This ummah, my dear brothers and sisters, is the ummah of the haqq, is the ummah of victory. This ummah will never, ever be defeated. It will not be defeated. So have that confidence, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will show us the truth prevailing now. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum.